Welcome to Think Like an Integrator, a podcast for business visionaries who love to dream but lack a team to do it all. I'm your host and integrator, Kat Schmoyer. When you know how to integrate, you will always be able to innovate. I'm here to tell you how. Welcome to the show. Hey y'all, welcome back to another episode of Think Like an Integrator. I am going a little bit off script today. I had an outline prepared for this episode. I was going to be talking about Q4 goals and ways that you can revitalize your brand and your business and just kind of your overall mindset on goal setting for the last 90 days to end your year strong. Y'all know I love 90-day goals. I am all about that rinse and repeat rhythm of having a quarterly goal system in your business. I stand behind that. I do that in my brand, and it's one of the reasons why I think that we have been able to grow steadily, not just in revenue, but also with our team and with projects, and really be able to tackle the in the weeds tasks on top of new high level ideas that I have and that, you know, we kind of make happen. So I'm still absolutely a fan of the quarterly goal system. But the little caveat, something else is on my heart that I want to share that I don't feel like is talked about enough when we talk about quarterly goals. And I'm part of the problem in this messaging. And so I will take full ownership of that, you guys. So here is me trying to course correct a little bit for y'all. And I'm wearing the Dream Crusher hat too. Okay. I'm course correcting and putting on my Integrator Dream Crusher hat to give you guys a reality check on Q4. Now, I don't know about y'all, but I have felt like I've been running on empty recently. There is just new rhythms in the fall with not only just like physically like looking outside and seeing like, oh, the change of year just like brings about like new things. But also, you know, school rhythms starting, fall sports, church rhythms, Awana. We're really involved in some of those things that are church and kind of kicking off all of that this fall. So there's a lot going on the personal side of things with just our family. There's also the business, right? And I am the sole income provider for our family. And so there is the pressure and the like revenue driver in me that is like looking at numbers and looking at where are we in you know, comparison to last year and how are we projecting for our last quarter and how is our team doing and how many new clients do we want to secure before the end of the year and what's currently on our plate for our client workload in terms of fall launches and Black Friday and like end of year sales and all of those things. And I mean, I kind of just got exhausted like just saying all of that to you because that's how I felt recently is like I've let that pressure get the best of me a little bit more than what I usually do. And that's cyclical, right? Like none of us are made to carry all of that weight alone. And so there are definitely like ups and downs in our business journey and in our business mindset where some weeks, some months, some days just feel a bit heavier than others with the weight of the moving pieces of our personal life and of our business. Like that is the nature of life and in balancing everything that we balance. But something that I don't think is talked about enough is that when we are feeling that weight, when we are feeling like we are running on empty, maybe we're not burnt out. Everything that I just described, like those are all great things. Like I'm not burnt out. But I do think that too much of a good thing is still too much. And so I need to learn, and 12 years of business ownership and small business ownership has taught me this, that I need to learn to listen to myself and to the signs around me of like, oh, okay, I'm not burnout. I love what I do, but let's not get close to burnout. And when we are running on empty, we can get even more exhausted because we're not giving ourselves any sort of rest. We're not giving ourselves a way to kind of fill back up so that we're not just like puttering along and we're feeling like, oh no, we're like in the race and we're feeling strong in being in the race. A mistake that I have made so many times as a business owner and I see happen in visionaries specifically is that when we are running on empty, we still tend to add more to our plates. So instead of like thinking about, okay, well, let me like take some things off. Like what can we not do so that I like can spread this love a little bit and I don't feel so spread thin. We don't tend to think that naturally. We tend to think like, oh, shiny disco ball syndrome. Like, oh, look at that idea. Oh, look at this thing. Like, oh, I said I wanted to do this before the end of the year. Oh yeah, I need to go and like jump into this. And then all of a sudden it's Q4 and now you are thinking about Q4 goals and thinking about the things that you want to do before the end of the year because you don't want to get to 2025 and not have done it in 2024. And all of those are great things to think about. But when you're running on empty, that is a terrible way to set a goal. That is not going to give you your best foot forward in actually completing that goal. So I want to have that like reverse psychology for you today. And if you are feeling like you are running on empty, I want to be the permission slip that you need to not set the goal. You do not have to have brand new goals every single quarter. I know. That's crazy, especially coming from the girl that has massive quarterly calendars plastered all over my wall. I sell quarterly calendars and yearly calendars. We're getting ready to launch the 2025 calendar. Like, I love planning. I love goal setting. But you do not always have to do it. Sometimes the best goal for you is just running the race that is already before you. And I don't know who else needs to hear that, but I know that like I personally have needed to hear that because Instagram has felt loud. And there have been voices that I've been listening to that have made me feel like I'm not doing enough. And that is a lie. And like, as a believer, I know that that lie comes from Satan, right? Like he's tempting me to not be content in the story that Jesus has already blessed me with, right? And that's like a whole other spiritual conversation that we're not going to get into because that is not the purpose of this podcast. And I know not all of you listening are believers. If you are a believer and you want to talk more about that, please send me a DM. Like I would love to. I love talking to other business owners that also love Jesus because there's just so much we can talk about with that. But when it comes to our business, as an Enneagram 3, right? Like I can feel like as an achiever, a high achieving Enneagram 3, I can feel like I'm not doing enough. And if I don't set new goals, if I don't try to like carve a new path, do something different, I am failing. And that is a lie. That is a lie, you guys. There is so much wisdom and a goal of steadfastness, of looking at the next 90 days and saying, you know what? I don't need to do anything new right now. I just need to do what I'm currently doing really, really well. And so I'm like saying this out loud to all of you so that you all will hold me accountable. I'm about to have my team meeting where we are going to talk about our Q4 goals for the year. And my goal is going to be steadfastness. I want to be content in the current work that we are doing, knowing that we are doing good work. And I am not naturally an idea person. So even though I love goals and I love looking at like kind of a success standard of where we are headed, I'm not naturally idea focused of like necessarily new ideas. But even with that though, I want to be focused in what we're currently doing and not get distracted with ideas and thoughts and opinions that I'm seeing in an online space that they don't know my heart and they don't know the back end of my business. And I don't know the back end of your business. You know the back end of your business. You know your heart. You know your stress level. You know your anxiety. You know if you are running on empty. And if you feel like you are, then I want to encourage you. I will be the dream crusher for you right now that you do not have to have a new idea. You do not have to have a new goal in the end of 2024. You can have a fantastic, an amazing end to your year by staying true to what you are currently doing and fighting in the business model that you have already created. You don't need to launch a new course this year. I know I shouldn't tell you that because I want to work with you if you're launching a new course. But like, in all honesty, you guys, if you're running on empty, now is not the time to jump into launching a brand new course. If you're running on empty, now is not the time to redo your website. If you're running on empty, now is not the time to launch this brand new Instagram strategy. No, now is the time to look at what you're currently doing and figure out, why are you running on empty? Is it because you've added too much to your plate already and now you need to take away? You need to pare down and streamline things a little bit so that you're not still running on empty in December? Are you running on empty because it's just a hustle season, right? And I think that that's true. I think we make hustle feel like an enemy when I actually think hustle is required as an entrepreneur in seasons. Now, you should not hustle for an entire year in your business. That is exhausting and you are running on empty for far too long. But for seasons of your business, 60 days, maybe even a full 90 days, if you know, like this is just a hustle quarter, that can happen. And I think that that's actually the problem that I'm facing right now in my business is we had August, we had a lot of employee vacations and some just new rhythms on our team that had me jumping in more on certain projects and copywriting and things that I'm not as in the weeds doing. And so I was doing all of those things as well as managing. And so August was exhausting. And then that bled into September. And so then September felt like I was just catching up all month long. And now our October and November are our busiest months of the year historically. And so now that's the point that we are in. But even if that is what you are facing is just a hustle season, you can still know that, okay, this is where it is now, but it doesn't have to be this way forever. And so I know for myself, because I know that it is going to be a hustle season, adding more onto that is only going to set myself up for failure. And I don't want to set a goal because it sounds fun. I don't want you to set a goal just because it sounds fun. I want you to set a goal because you can actually make it happen. That's the point of the goal. That's why you're pulling it off of your parking lot list and saying this is going to happen in Q4 is so that you can actually do it. And then you can be really proud of yourself and feel incredibly excited that you did it, whatever that thing is. So I don't know who else needed to hear it, but I hope that this is that permission slip that you need. If you are running on empty, give yourself the gift of steadfastness this quarter. Instead of setting something new, look at what you're already doing and potentially pare down some of the things that are already on your plate. Or if you feel like, again, you can't and it is that hustle season, know that that needs to end. So be realistic with yourself on, is there an end in sight and what needs to happen to ensure that that end does in fact happen. And you're not looking up in 6 months and saying, oh, I thought it was just like a 60-day season and like, look at me now, because I mean, I've been there. So let's not do that either. I am thinking about you guys. I am here to encourage you. I am here in this race of steadfastness for the next 90 days as we end 2024. I want to end it on a high note. I want to end it proud of everything that has happened this year, and I want you to feel the same way. So we are in this together, friends, and I am thinking about you in Q4 as you step into this last quarter of the year.